quick answers. We're dealing with emotional reasons people don't become Christians, and there are a lot of emotional reasons. I've just taken a few, and I thought we could focus on one of these for each of the quick answers. So maybe as you're talking to somebody, you find out that they really don't want to lose their family because they're Mormons or they're Jehovah's Witnesses and people are going to shun them. And that's powerful. That is so powerful. So I think sympathy is our first reaction, obviously. But what are some of the things we can say to these people? They're not giving up a family. They are going to gain a huge family. Christianity is spread across the world. And you want to include them and talk to them about the family that you're a part of. Maybe it's your church group, maybe it's a Bible study group, whatever it is, a small group that you're studying something. But they're going to gain a huge family. And if they see the kinds of reactions among your friends as Christians, that may change their mind a little bit. They also need to see the big picture. Yes, they may end up causing a fracture in their family. That's true. I'm not going to say that's not going to happen. But something huge is at stake here. Their eternal soul is at stake. So the fact that a brother or sister may be upset seems to me far less important than the eternity where they're going to be. Here's another thing that we can think about as we're talking to them. We want to keep Jesus and the gospel at the center rather than the family situation. Jesus is the one that they're gaining. Jesus is the one who's going to save them. Jesus is the one who's going to conduct their soul throughout eternity. So the gospel, the message, the good news of Jesus should outweigh concerns about the family. For example, there's so much pressure to be a Mormon and a Jehovah's Witness, so many things to do. The gospel is going to tell them there's freedom in Christ, not a huge burden. Something else to keep in mind as you're talking to these people, this is how cults control people, is to threaten them with the loss of family. So this is something that you're going to have to deal with along the line as you're talking to these people. Something else you might do as you're talking with them is thinking about the problems. For example, let's take Mormonism. Thinking of the problems, what it's like to live as a Mormon, and to bring these things up as the deeper conversation goes on. They probably have lost, even if they're, because they are talking to you about Christianity, they may be losing some of their faith in the doctrines of Mormonism. There's a lot of things that are pretty shaky in that area, especially as the internet spreads the word. The history of the church. There are so many concerns they have. If you can begin talking about that with them and get them to realize the kind of religious system that they're involved with. Joseph Smith, his life is a disaster. The Book of Mormon, just one example, the Book of Mormon has no maps in it because nobody knows where any of this took place. It's supposed to have taken place here in the American continents, but nobody can find anything. What's that like to live a lie? So the emotional connection because of families may... You may be able to outweigh that by referencing the difficulties of living as they do as a Mormon. They need to also be told to not be afraid of the truth, to examine it, and to think about where the truth really is. They can't be both right. Mormonism and Jehovah's Witnesses and traditional biblical Christianity don't share the same view of Jesus. They don't share the same view of the Scriptures and God. Everything's different. And they need to seek the truth and not be afraid of it. We also should be telling them there's a lot of online support, plenty available. I'll give you a couple of websites in just a second. We can ask them, too, doesn't the struggle for perfection in your organization create stress in your life? Oh, the list of things that they must do is overwhelming. And I think we can talk about that. That's hugely emotional as well. We also might want to say to them, don't let somebody else do the thinking for you. That's a really popular statement these days. Be your own person. Think for yourself. And Mormonism has this, and Jehovah's Witness has this organization from on high telling you what to believe. And you better toe the line. And that doesn't go over very big for a lot of people. Something else we can talk to them about is it's not loving to stay quiet. We're witnessing to them because we think something awfully important is going on. For example, you might tell them a story. You wake up in the middle of the night, you look out the window and you see flames flickering in your neighbor's house. Do you say, well, I'd hate to interrupt their sleep, it might not be anything? Or do you pound on the door or call them up? That's the loving thing to do, is to not stay quiet. So let me suggest a couple of websites that you might like. Here are ones if you're dealing with Mormons. UnveilingMormonism.com. Okay, all one word, UnveilingMormonism.com. IRR.org, just three letters. The letter for Mormon.org. So type in the letter four and then Mormon.org. And ex-Mormonsforjesus.org. For Jehovah's Witnesses, like the one I told you for Mormonism, the number four, Jehovah, forjehovah.org, evidenceministries.org, Christian X Jehovah's Witnesses, that's a Yahoo group, Christian X Jehovah's Witnesses. So I hope some of these things might help you if you're dealing with somebody who's concerned about losing their family as a result of converting to Christianity.